Number 2276, Atlantic Well Drilling Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for a water well drilling business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.04 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Concord Road, approximately 0.16 mile southeast of the intersection of Concord Road and Baker Mill Road, which is Sussex County Route 483, and Church Road, which is Route 20A. The 911 address is 10872 Concord Road, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 132, Map 3, Parcel 4.09. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the Dale Dart Service Level Evaluation Response. We have a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note we've received zero letters in support, zero letters in opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You are.
Douglas Hudson. I owned a farm in back of it and the lot there. And we built a pole building out front for agriculture. And then we, Mike Kelly, he's my partner with the well drilling.
Okay.
And so we sold our business down, our building down in Delmar, and we moved up here into the building and on the farm.
Okay.
So, and then we got cited for running a business out of a ag building.
Yeah. Frown on that, but
yeah.
Don't feel bad about it. You probably didn't know.
Yeah, no, and like you say, we've been trying to keep it cleaned up around there and, you know, trying to have not a lot of stuff.
Right. Well, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Should we make sure the record shows that this is a different Doug Hudson than our councilman?
That would be appropriate, wouldn't it?
I just have a couple of questions. Number
yes.
of employees?
10 employees.
10?
Yes.
Okay. And the hours of operation?
Are from 7 to 5.
Monday through Friday? Or
yeah. No, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you want a sign on the property?
We would like to have a sign out there.
Okay. So the operation itself, will you be doing any maintenance of any equipment on site?
Yes.
In
the building.
Okay.
In the building. We use the building for doing maintenance on the
okay. So no chemicals will be outside. Everything will be
inside.
Contained. Okay.
Yeah. We store some of our equipment outside, you know, when we're not in the
right.
working on it in the shop.
Okay.
But okay. we do have some stuff sitting outside.
All right. Those are the only questions I have. Thank you.
Mr. Mears?
I thought we only had two Doug Hudsons.
Actually, I think there's four or five.
Four or five.
I think so.
We're going to have
there's
to look into this.
Where's the power company that?
At another time, we're going to look into that. How many well drilling rigs you got?
We have two.
Two? Two. And you park those on site?
Yes.
When you're
well, sometimes they're on the jobs, you know, during the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We work, you know, we move them from job to job and sometimes during the jobs, but most time on the weekend.
Any other bigger equipment parked outside?
Yes. Yeah, they're water truck and trencher and excavator.
Okay.
They're parked outside.
Okay. How about trash? Do you have a trash dumpster?
Yes.
Is that screened from public view?
No, we have it there by the shop now.
Okay.
We have two. It's two. It's a recycle and a regular trash dumpster.
Did you ask about hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
I was hung up on that Doug Hudson thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So,
Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Let me see. I think. Do you have any? Well, do you have any trucks that honk when you back them up? Or you have the beepers?
Oh yeah, it's got the backup beepers on them.
Okay.
Yeah, so
just
I mean
about the noise for your neighbors there.
Yeah. So I mean, they even like you say, the trash truck. He comes in there like what 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir.
So Monday morning 4 o'clock, he's in there with the beepers and stuff. So
eek. Okay.
The backup beeper. They got lights galore on them, so they light up the whole parking lot.
Okay. So, and there's no reason for customers to visit your site for anything?
No, everything is done online, paying bills online. We have a secretary there, and so mostly everything is done online. Every once in a while, we'll get somebody to stop by to pay their bill, but that's very rarely. Everybody does everything.
Sadly, right?
Yeah. Everybody does everything online anymore.
Yep, that's it. Those are my questions.
Okay, Dawkins.
So are you guys the kind of well drillers that you always get the well drilled and you're back home by, what time did you say that was?
2 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
So I think that we just need to take that into a little bit of consideration that these guys can't always control when they pull back in there at night or sometimes when they have to roll out of there in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, good. We try to do the best we can.
Right. But. Okay. That's my only thought.
Good point.
Okay. That is a good point.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mr. Whitehouse?
No, let me thank you.
Counselor?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2276, Atlantic Well Drilling Incorporated?
Yes, sir. I'm Mike Kelly. I'm Doug's partner. We own the whole property there. There's 41 acres there.
Okay.
So my house is behind it, 1,250 feet behind it. Okay. And we do have some houses that are, I own the driveway all the way back to the other houses that are back there, too.
Okay.
Money Lane. Money Lane goes all the way back, actually backs up to Cool Branch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Near Cool Branch is that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm local. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
I know Bunny Lane. Every time I go by it, I'm like, Bunny Lane.
It's kind of funny. Every time I say Bunny Lane, everybody laughs because I'm, you know, just a pretty big guy. But anyway, so pretty much our hours are 5 to 7, or 7 to 5, but sometimes we might be a little late. Our intentions are to build a fence around it. We've got some trees on the backside of us, between us and our other neighbor, and we'd like to be able to put some, you know, petitions so people just can't come on and see stuff. As far as the dumpster goes, we can put it behind the building where people can't see it. That's not a big deal. Any maintenance we do is in the building. There might be some pipe outside, which we had to move there because we had to sell our other shop. And it took 3 years to sell it. So we just thought we'd have forever to sell it. And then this building, we built the building. And then next you know, we had to move into it because we were, at the time, we were under forbearance with it. So you know, times were tough and we were trying to sell as fast as we could. Then there was a brownfield problem there with the town of Delmar because they had, you know, a long time ago they had a lot of sewage or fuel leaks in there. So we had a hard time selling it for that. But eventually got sold, so we had no place to go, so we quickly had to move up there. In the process, my father died of COVID. I know that's not, I'm not trying to make a sad story for that, but it was just really, really too fast to get the proper permitting we need fast to get done. So we literally stuck it up there so we'd have a place to go. And that's pretty much the gist of it. And, you know, Doug's been my partner for a little bit over a year now. So kind of, he farms the land behind us. There's going to be nothing else behind us except for him farming. And we do a lot of agriculture work with water wells and stuff like that with big wells for farmers. So technically we're, you know, we're agriculture, but you know, not fully.
Great need for that.
Okay.
For dwelling.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anybody else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2276? Okay, operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2276? Okay, any further questions from the commission? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Okay.